This is our Life in Lockdown special, BSC Podcast.
Hi, I'm Olympia, and this is BSC Podcast Lockdown 2.0. Today, I'm interviewing members of the Media Club and staff from Bromara Secondary College on life in second lockdown in Melbourne. How have you coped with the second lockdown with more restrictions than the last time?
I've been going pretty well. Just trying to focus on a couple of things like school and trying to work myself physically and mentally.
Hi, my name is Gwyn, and for me the second lockdown has been pretty much the same. Not much has changed for me.
Hi, I'm Jamie. I coped better than last time because I've been through it before, and I spent most of my time playing video games and reading.
I think it's very different with all the different restrictions. The one that's been the hardest for me was probably only being able to exercise for an hour. I find that really challenging. You lose track of time and you have to be conscious of that hour.
Are you enjoying anything about the second lockdown?
Not really. The new restrictions make it harder to get food and whatnot.
With the second lockdown, I'm still enjoying sleeping in before school, not having to get up so early.
No, not really. I'm really missing everyone, all my friends, people at school that I've met throughout this year. It is definitely not enjoyable, but we have to do something to slow this virus down.
Well, in this second lockdown, I have gotten a bit of time to learn some new skills such as guitar, things like that, and it has been really enjoyable in that way. But that's probably one of the few positives that has come out of this second lockdown.
There are definitely some things that I am enjoying. I'm enjoying probably catching up with my friends a bit more than I was. I'm enjoying spending more time with my family and cooking a lot.
Yes, I am. I'm enjoying the fact that the football is on and there's been a lot of it. Has definitely helped get me through this lockdown. I've been really enjoying watching a lot of football.
Is remote learning any different from the first lockdown?
I'm finding it different. I'm finding I'm more focused, and it was definitely easier to transition from on-site to remote learning because we've already done it before.
This time transitioning into the remote learning wasn't as hard because everyone knew how it was going to run.
I guess in the first lockdown it was very much a new thing and was very exciting to be able to get into learning from home by yourself. And in the first lockdown, I found it very, very productive. But in this lockdown, the novelty has worn off and it's becoming, I'll say, more tiring to do online learning because it's not as easy to connect with people or have conversations about the work.
No, I think it's very similar to the last lockdown because everyone already knows what to do.
After the last lockdown, you said you would do something differently. What was it and have you been able to do it?
Yes, I said that I was going to be healthier if we went down into a second lockdown, and I have actually been able to eat a little bit more healthily, and that's been good to see.
Last lockdown, I said that next time I would try harder to get into more for a routine, and this time I definitely have, having a routine in the morning before school, and after school I would do similar sort of stuff each night.
After the last lockdown, I said that I would go on walks more, and I haven't been able to do that yet due to the new restrictions.
In the last podcast, I said I would try to focus more during online learning. I think I've definitely achieved that. I've really tried to not get distracted and stay on task and communicate with my teachers as well.
I've been starting to work out a lot more using things like my gym at home. I'm also working on my mental health as well, just kind of working on that.
Well, term four, would you like to come back to school or continue remote learning?
No, I would definitely like to come back to school. I miss seeing staff, I miss seeing the students, I miss being able to see everybody's smiling faces.
Next term, I would definitely like to return to on-site learning because that remote learning is hard, not seeing any of my friends or seeing my teachers face-to-face.
I'd like to continue remote learning. I think it'd be better for everyone health-wise because there'll be much less contact between students and no one will get the coronavirus.
Both being on-site and continuing in remote learning, they both have their positives and negatives, but I think that I would definitely like to come back to school after having been away from my friends and teachers for such a long time. Even though remote learning is kind of still cool, I would definitely like to have that human element again.
Thanks for listening to the latest BSC podcast. Stay tuned to the BSC website for more podcasts and videos in the near future.
BSC Podcast.